I suppose the first half we were playing against the wind and we got a bad start. We're 3-0 down, but I thought the boys after that now settled into the game well. We had a lot of possession, controlled the ball well. Probably maybe disappointed, maybe at times we felt we could have had more penetration up front. But in general, we're happy. The boys were working hard for each other and we're in a good position at half-time. I suppose the start of the second half then, the goal was a big turning point in the game and it gave Derry a new lease of life. It was a quality finish, obviously, by Connor. But again, the way the boys just didn't panic, we stuck together and again just worked a couple of good scores. And then the goal obviously was give us that bit of breathing space to run out winners. It was always there. The goalkeeper could always come out. Like last year, it was a 15 versus 14, so it's exactly the same thing. Only there's less numbers up there. I just do think that if you start curtailing the goalkeeper too much, you'll lose the goalkeepers. I think, you know, because now I obviously was part of the committee that made the rules, but we just felt that the goalkeeper in his own defence getting the ball too much, it just led to an awful lot of possession play and a team couldn't really push up. Whereas at least when he's going across the halfway line, he's in a more advanced position. It's an attacking opportunity. But there's a lot of risk in it as well, you know, and you saw that today. If the ball breaks down, you have to get back. So, look, I from our point of view, we just go with whatever's there at the minute and try to play them as best we can. There is certain things that don't look that normal, I suppose, from what we've been used to watching. But I honestly think as well, you know, that at this time of year and the weather conditions, everything else, the game's not going to be that free-flowing anyway, and I suppose two teams that know each other fairly well. So, you know, I thought there was some good football, but I think as the ground dries up and people get more used to it as well, I think it will, there'll be more kick pass and, you know, you will use the three forwards up the field more often. But certainly there is, I agree, there is a few things at the minute that certainly we're not used to. No? It is different and people take a wee bit of time to get used to it. But I think, if I'm being honest, I think if a lot of these games were played in the same conditions this time last year, you know, they're not going to be a great spectacle. I do honestly think that, you know, as the year goes on, there definitely is more space for forwards to operate in. Now, teams will still get back, you know, defend their own goals, but they can only take 11 outfield players back. So I think it will open up that way. There's always, when you're coming out with the ball, you always have that option of players in front of you, which wasn't always the case last year either. Probably the one is the kick out. You know, if a team puts a big press on you, it's very hard to get momentum in the game sometimes, because a lot of times it's just a 50-50 ball. So that is a big change, I think, you know, but it creates more 1v1 contests and that's what people want as well. So, but I suppose through time it'll be tweaked and we'll see what's working, what's not.